Hi, this is Alex Roman, Managing Editor for Metro Magazine, and welcome to Metrospectives, a podcast about public transportation, the private motor coach industry, and all things mobility. My guest today is Peter Pantuso, President and CEO of the American Bus Association. At the time of this recording, the CARES Act had not yet been passed, and the motor coach industry is still in need of help. For you to reach out to your congressman and to have all the materials accessible, please visit the American Bus Association or the United Motor Coach Association's websites. And now, my talk with Peter. Hello, thank you for joining the Metro Magazine podcast. I'm Alex Roman, Managing Editor for Metro Magazine. And my guest today is American Bus Association President and CEO, Peter Pantuso. Mr. Pantuso, thanks for joining me. How are you today?
My pleasure, Alex. Thank you.
So we wanted to talk a little bit about how COVID-19 is impacting the motor coach industry. And I guess maybe my first question is if you could talk a little bit about what the immediate impact was and how that's currently playing out.
Yeah, the immediate impact was somewhat uncertainty, right? If I look back a couple of weeks, nobody really knew what COVID was and what it was going to do or how it was going to impact the industry. So uncertainty, and then followed by absolute disaster in terms of where we see the industry today. So if I look at it kind of broadly, there's kind of three big buckets the industry falls into in terms of the service it provides. There's obviously the charter and tour segment, the commuter segment, and then scheduled service. And as of today, virtually all the charter and tour pieces are shut down. There's no tours, no charters. This would be the springtime movement. They're all done, and they're done for months because that movement went from March through mid-June. Virtually every school trip, I think, in that period of time has been canceled. So that nothing going on that segment. If you look at the commuter segment, it's almost completely shut down as more and more cities, more and more states have either put into place, work from home provisions or no work or shelter in place kind of provisions. Right. So those commuter services are few and far between. And then the scheduled services like Greyhound and Megabus and others, as of a week or so ago, were down by about 50%, and that continues to drop drastically as fewer and fewer and fewer people travel. There may be, my guess is right now there may be down, 60 or 70% when you look at the ridership, at least that much.
Right. And, looking at the long-term effects of on the industry, I guess how quickly do you feel, are the companies that provide motor coach service, are they already in danger, or is there kind of a window to where, how many months out this gets that it'll be horrible for them or worse?
Well, I think it's already worse. So again, if I go back and look at the charter and tour segment, many of those companies are small companies. They represent the industry, they're family businesses. And that segment of the market is usually fairly slow from December, certainly through January, through March, especially in the East and Northeast, Midwest, not a lot of people traveling during that period of time. Uh-huh. That's when operators are fixing their buses, they're bringing in new equipment potentially, they're filling their fuel tanks. I mean, they're doing all of that, getting ready for the spring student season when virtually every bus is busy every day for 3 to 4 months.
Right.
It's also a time because of supply and demand that they're probably getting the highest rates for the equipment for the year. And by most estimates, this is a time when those companies are making probably better than 50% of their annual revenue in that three-month window. And it's completely gone away. So if you're a small business, and I don't care if you're in the bus business or if you're a restaurant or whatever kind of business you might be, if you haven't been making any money for 3 months and your earning potential for 50% of your revenue is now gone and the rest of the year is uncertain, you're in really bad shape. And again, most small businesses don't have a lot of cash on hand, regardless of how good they run their operation. And most of them have got some level of debt, and they just can't continue to go on and on without some kind of income. So if this doesn't turn around quickly, which I really don't believe it will, there's some companies are going to have some really tough times going forward.
Right. And I mean, comparing this with some of the other things that have hit the motor coach industry, you know, 9/11 and the recession, I mean, this is just, it doesn't compare to either of those two things, am I correct?
It doesn't. I mean, those don't even hold a candle to this. And I'll give one example. You know, 9/11, it was such a different event. There were two cities that were impacted primarily, Washington, D.C., and obviously New York City. Even in New York City, the theaters only closed for 2 or 3 days, and then they reopened and people started going out to the theater again. The theaters in New York are closed now for at least a month and could be longer than that. Buses bring about a third of all theater goers into New York City. So you think not only about the loss of demand of coaches, but the loss of theater ticket sales. You know, how do you make that up? And then you just take this whole, you know, economic ecosystem, if you will, and spread that out about, you know, the waiters and the waitresses and the hotel staff and the people that are maintaining hotels and rooms, and all of that has gone away for a period of time. In some cases, you know, certainly in the case of a restaurant or a hotel, if they're shut down for a month, you know, they've lost a 12th of their business. Having a motor coach company now being shut down this time of the year and losing 50% of their business and their revenue is a very different situation. And while everybody throughout travel and tourism and transportation is impacted right now, you know, the motor coach market is being much more severely impacted than almost any other segment.
Right. And so, you know, what kind of advice have you been giving to your members, and what sort of work is ABA doing to reach out to the industries they serve?
Well, a couple of things. We're obviously advising our members to make sure they're meeting with their accountants, with their financial planners, with their attorneys. But most importantly, we're telling them to write Congress. That's the biggest thing they can do right now. I mean, Congress is working on a plan to try to get the economy back on its feet. And as they do that, there are monies in there for, you know, segments of the industry. Unfortunately, in looking at, you know, one of the latest drafts that came out of the Senate, the motor coach industry is the only form of passenger transportation that doesn't have some kind of dedicated funding identified. And there's dedicated money for transit, there's dedicated money for the airlines, there's dedicated money, another $1 billion for Amtrak, which moves only about 35 million people. We move as an industry more people in 2 weeks than Amtrak does all year long. Right. But yet there's $1 billion for them, and there's absolutely no recognition by members of Congress or most members of Congress or by the administration on the needs that this industry meets and serves to 600 million passengers every single year.
So is there a way that they can help find a letter, a sample letter? I know a lot of people don't typically write their congressmen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have a sample letter on our website, which is buses.org, United Motor Coach Association. We've been working hand in glove with them. They have a sample letter on their website, which is uma.org. I know that through their system and through ours, you know, well over 10,000 letters have gone to Capitol Hill from members of the industry, but we've got to keep it up. You know, we are today tracking what's going on in the Senate and the activities going on over there, but at the same time, we know this this whole debate of funding is going to end up over in the House, and so we're beginning to work on the House as well. But we've got, you know, a limited amount of time, probably less than a week before this is resolved in Congress, and we've got to be a part of the solution.
Right. Well, great. Thank you so much for your time, Peter. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Metrospectives, a podcast from Metro Magazine. Be sure to check out all the latest industry news at metromagazine.com and follow us on Twitter @MetroMagTweet.